When I think about these passages and thinking about worrying about our lives and worrying about the things that the media, especially the news media and any social network media, puts out, we get to move into that place of fear, that fear of not having enough, that fear of not getting enough, that fear of not having the right things. But fear seems to be the place where we operate more of our day than not. And as Jesus is talking in this parable to his disciples and to those gathered, he wants to take those worries away from them, the worries of the everyday life that seem to preoccupy us and get us away from focusing on the gift of life that God gives us and the gift of the kingdom that God has already given us. Instead, we scurry this way and scurry that way, thinking that the things of this world, these material things, are the things of value, when the greatest gift we have ever been given is the kingdom of God, and it's already been given to us. We'll have more value than anything we could accumulate here on earth, but we seem to forget that that is the gift out of which we live. So his concern is that we are not rich enough towards God, that we are so worried about the valuables of this world that we forget the richness of a life of faith, a life in a relationship with God. And so he's reminding his disciples here in this passage that the world isn't where our focus needs to be in terms of its in terms of making us of value. The kingdom is what makes us of value, our relationship to God. But then he moves into this passage that talks about the wedding banquet and that we are to be dressed for action and have our lamps lit. Well, I realized that the sermon title was Dressed for Service, not Dressed for Action. And I wondered, well, where did I get that? And then the Common English Bible translation doesn't say dressed for action. It says dressed for service. And I wondered about those two words as I was dealing with the children and the people we see as dressed for action and those who are dressed to serve. Well, Jesus calls us into a life of action, but a life of service in action. Remember that night before he died, and we're going to be celebrating that table banquet in a little bit, but in John we hear he took off his robes and put on that cloth and began to wipe his feet, wash the feet of the disciples. And he asked the disciples to wash one another's feet. For Jesus to be dressed for action is to be dressed for service. That if we aren't ready to serve the world, then we're not ready to receive the gift of grace, the gift of the kingdom that's already ours. And he gives this analogy of the wedding banquet. So I wanted to share a little bit of what he's talking about. In the times that Jesus walked the earth, the bride and the bridegroom would be having this party elsewhere. And at some point there would be this parade of the bride and bridegroom and all the guests that moved to the bridegroom's home, where the bride and the bridegroom go in and the door is closed and things happen inside the closed doors. But it's going to be a banquet feast inside that home. So the servants are getting ready, but the party that's happening down the road with the bride and bridegroom, we don't know when it's going to end. There wasn't a schedule of events that 8 o'clock vows, 9 o'clock dinner, 10 o'clock leave for the house. This is a party, a festive time, a gathering, a sharing. And they could go on, as the scripture says, past midnight into the early hours of the morning. Now, what's important is when the bride and bridegroom get to his home, the doors are closed and may be locked. So the bridegroom has to knock, kind of like this wonderful ceremony of, hi, we're home, we're starting a new life. And the servants open the door and they walk in and they have this beautiful feast. Well, you, as servants, maybe started this preparation, depending on how you prepare, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or maybe you were one that prepared it like as soon as the bridegroom left to go to the wedding, you began your preparations. But you begin the preparations, you clean the house, you're going to have guests, and you're the servants, you're making that house look beautiful. The new bride is coming in, you want her home and this feast and this wonderful banquet to be everything that would be amazing for her first encounter with your household. And then you're done preparing. And they don't come, and they don't come, and they don't come. So are you starting to fall asleep? I'm wondering, are they ever going to get here? Maybe we should put the light out and save the oil so that, you know, when we hear the noise, we can turn the lights back on. And we know that bridesmaid story. They didn't have any oil to turn their lights back on. Or are you the servants that are so well prepared and so excited about this time that you're dressed and ready to go, and when that happens, you've flown open the doors, and then the bridegroom does something completely out of character. He sets you down. You, the servants who've worked so hard scurrying about making this feast be wonderful, he sets you down. He puts on his servant's clothes and feeds you, and you are now the guests at this marvelous banquet. That's the image that Jesus is giving us as followers of Jesus Christ, of who we are to be. We are to be those servants dressed and ready to serve, dressed and ready for action for whenever the knock comes, so that we can step into this life in the kingdom, a life in the kingdom that began when he was born, a kingdom that is here on earth even though we do not see it, and will be made fully present when he comes again. It is not just a kingdom up in heaven. It is a kingdom here on earth. And we, as his disciples, as brothers and sisters in Christ, are to be dressed and ready for action, ready to serve Christ wherever we're called to serve, in whatever venue, so that the person coming into our sphere of influence knows that they are loved by God. Know that they too are invited to the feast, that we are ready and prepared to serve them when they arrive. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus wants our hearts, our minds, all of our treasure focused on God and the kingdom of heaven. What we receive here on earth is our gifts from God to be used for the furthering of his kingdom. There's very little we need. There's a lot we want. And Christ asks us to care for those who have greater need, because Christ will provide all that we need. But that place that just as he's sharing that story gets a little odd to me. I don't know if it gets a little odd to you, but it gets a little odd to me, is when he talks about the thief. You know, if you'd known when the thief would come in the middle of the night, you would have been prepared. I don't know about many of you, but right now I think that security of the home becomes a high value in today's culture. We lock our doors. Some of us may have weapons nearby in case something were to happen. We do all these things out of fear because we don't know when the thief will come. But what Jesus is saying, if you do that, how are you prepared for when I'm coming? You don't know when that's going to be. Are you ready? Are you dressed? Are your lamps lit? Is your heart filled with love and joy? Because Christ is coming again. Christ came. He died and will come again. We're going to hear that in just a few minutes as we feast at his foretaste of his heavenly banquet. Are we as ready for Christ to come in the middle of the night as we might be for a thief? Are we dressed, ready for action, ready to serve? But are we also dressed, ready to receive a foretaste of God's heavenly banquet at his communion table? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.